This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We love our pork, we Americans do. We like it in virtually all of its forms as an ingredient in almost any concoction we can think of. But that taste for bacon doesn't come cheap. Pork prices hit a record high last year. They may well go up again in 2014. And that has created something of a pricing issue for businesses trying to feed our bacon cravings, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
I'm in a highbrow part of New York at a highbrow restaurant, and I'm about to eat a brow.
This is pig's head. Enjoy.
You heard that right. Pig's head. Actually, it's half a pig's head, brined and deep fried and served on a salad, teeth and all. Crispy suckling pig face has become one of the most popular dishes at New York restaurant Maialino, which means suckling pig in Italian. Pig face's popularity even surprised executive chef Nick Anderer.
I never thought that a dish of a pig's face on a plate would sell as much as it does. This one does.
Part of the push to use more pig parts has to do with pork prices. They hit a 30-year high last year. Steve Meyer heads Paragon Economics, an agriculture market consulting firm.
When corn goes up, everything goes with it.
Pigs eat a lot of corn, and corn prices have been at record highs. They've dropped a lot recently, so pork prices were poised to plunge. But now a deadly illness from China is hitting pig populations in the U.S., and that's likely to keep prices high, says Meyer.
But now we're facing some supply challenges caused by a viral disease in baby pigs.
While the supply of pigs might be shrinking, demand for pork has been flying high.
Bacon has been a very big food trend.
Brand consultant Deborah Kay says our cultural tastes have evolved and we're embracing bacon like never before. Bacon donuts, bacon cocktails, bacon chocolates, bacon flavored.
We started to see that sweet, smoky, salty could go together. And what is better as salty and smoky than bacon? And that's really, really started to take off.
Bacon flavored vodka, bacon ice cream, bacon lip balm. Anyway, all this new demand plus the low supply means the price of pork goes up. That's Econ 101, right? Maialino chef Nick Anderer says it's not quite that simple.
Yes, pork prices spiked last year, and we made no price hikes with our pork dishes because we just didn't feel that the perceived value would be there. Ultimately, pork is a comfort food to me, and once you start charging, you know, luxury prices for it, it kind of takes it into a realm for us that I don't feel comfortable with.
Restaurants can get away with big markups for beef. Here in New York, a fancy restaurant can charge $40 for a ribeye. But pork is kind of the people's meat. It's really hard to charge $40 for a pork chop. And restaurants can't not offer pork because we are a nation obsessed with bacon. Faced with this pork pricing puzzle, Andrew's done two things. The first is stretching the pork.
If it's such a great seasoning agent, it doesn't need to be the main focus of a dish. Just be a few ounces of torn meat with some malfatti pasta and arugula, and then you got yourself a great dish. And
the other solution is to use more parts of the pig.
We sell a lot more weird pork dishes now than we ever did before.
Including charred pig hearts, pig liver crostini, crispy pork skin served with vinegar, and, of course, pig face. Brand consultant Deborah Kay says our deep love of bacon is pushing us to brave new frontiers of pork eating. She agreed to try Andrew's famous pig face.
All right, so what I normally do is I take the ear first.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, my God. You know, the thing I give Figaro, my dog, for dessert every night is a pig's ear. Now I don't want to give it to him anymore.
The pork puzzle for people may be solved this year. The pork puzzle for dogs, well, might be just beginning. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.